Blackstone Audio presents The Queen of the Night by Alexander Chi. This book is read by Lisa Flanagan. This novel is for D.S., who likes to write his initials in his books. Act 1. The Curse. Chapter 1. When it began as an opera would begin. In a palace. At a ball. In an encounter with a stranger who, you discover, has your fate in his hands. He is perhaps a demon, or a god in disguise, offering you a chance at either the fulfillment of a dream or a trap for the soul. A comic element. The soprano arrives in the wrong dress, and it decides her fate. The year was 1882. The palace was the Luxembourg Palace. The ball, the Sénat Ball, held at the beginning of autumn. It was still warm, and so the garden was used as well. I was the soprano. I was Lilie Bern. The dress was a Worth creation of pink taffeta and gold silk, three pink flounces that belled out from a bodice embroidered in a pattern of gold wings. A net of gold ribbon bows covered the skirt and held the flounces up at the hem. The fichu seemed to clasp me from behind as if alive. How had I not noticed? At home, it had not seemed so garish. I nearly tore it off and threw it to the floor. I'd paid little attention as I'd dressed that evening, unusual for me. And so I now paused as I entered, for the mirror at the entrance showed me a woman I knew.